From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. In what is becoming a contentious political issue in the United States, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists.
And the loss of our troops is under investigation. We in the Department of Defense like to know what we're talking about before we talk. And so we do not have all the accurate information yet. We will release it as rapidly as we get it because we are very proud of our troops. As you know, we investigate any time we have our troops killed, whether it be in training accidents or combat. I don't care if it's in a car accident in DOD. We investigate the circumstances surrounding and see how we can address the very questions you brought up. Now, what can we do in the future?
The soldiers were killed earlier this month as Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during a firefight that also killed four of Niger's personnel. Senator John McCain, a frequent critic of President Trump, is threatening to issue a subpoena to get more information about the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East today, attending the first meeting between representatives of the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. Tillerson will also meet with Qatari leaders and U.S. military officials in Doha to discuss joint counterterrorism efforts and other issues before visiting India, Pakistan, and Switzerland. His trip comes in advance of an 11-day trip to Asia by President Trump that will be in early November. This is VOA News. A senior North Korean official in Moscow said today that Pyongyang does not plan to discuss its nuclear program with the U.S. North Korean Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said Washington would have to put up with the reality that it possesses nuclear weapons. Cho maintained that North Korea's nuclear weapons are needed to respond to any potential attacks. Quote, "We will respond to fire with fire," he said. A week of talks in Cameroon's two English-speaking zones wrapped up Friday. The government organized the dialogue in a bid to end the push for independence. However, the talks appear to have made little headway. Hundreds of protesters chased away delegates sent by President Paul Biya to hold talks with local leaders. One of those delegates, Senator Mbella Moki, said the government will not give up.
You should be propagators of national unity, the relevance of living together, living in peace, and contributing in national development in this beautiful country of ours.
Not all English speakers support independence, but separatist groups say they are ready for talks with the president only on the terms, however, of their separation. In a break from longstanding tradition, two former U.S. presidents are weighing in on the current state of American politics. Neither George W. Bush nor Barack Obama mentioned President Trump by name, but their messages seemed directly aimed at him, and they were not positive. Former U.S. President George W. Bush was in New York on Thursday.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism.
President Bush later added that, quote, "bigotry seems emboldened." Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama was speaking in Virginia.
Instead of looking for ways to work together and get things done in a practical way, we've got folks who are deliberately trying to make folks angry, to demonize people who have different ideas.
While the two former U.S. presidents appealed for an end to divisiveness, Mr. Trump this week claimed that Obama, Bush, and other former presidents had not reached out to families of fallen soldiers as he is doing. That's an assertion that is not true. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has pledged to make the Communist Party more responsive to public demands for democracy, fairness, and justice in his address to the 19th Party Congress. International rights groups point to many incidents of abusive power by the security apparatus in China, doubting about the sincerity of Xi's calls for justice. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.